Last night, President Obama announced an executive order to protect 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation, a plan that infuriates Republicans but satisfies immigrants who have fought for years for such relief. Let's get some reaction from one Iowa dreamer, Monica. We're only using her first name. Monica came to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 3 years old. She's now 24 and attends the University of Northern Iowa. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
You are one of thousands of undocumented residents of our state. You were at a watch party last night, I understand?
Yes. My group, Dream Iowa, put together a watch party in anticipation of President Barack Obama's announcement and what all he had to share and hopefully who all would be covered and protected with this.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the atmosphere. What were your thoughts, perhaps the thoughts of others and feelings of others, when you heard the president speak last night?
Honestly, it was kind of like feeling relief. A lot of the people that were there with me, they are not directly impacted by President Obama's executive order, a decision. It was just people that were supporting the cause of immigration, and the feeling that everybody was feeling, it seemed like something was being lifted off our shoulders. People are able to come out of the shadows, live with, things that maybe sometimes we take for granted, like having a license, having some form of identification from the state of Iowa, having another piece to tie us to the communities here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Emotional? Were there hugs and tears or anything like that?
There were a lot of tears. A lot of applause. Some people, I think, were getting a little teary-eyed just because we know so many people, so many families that are going to be positively affected with this decision.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for you and your family?
What this means to me and my family is that my beloved mother will now be able to have some sort of protection from deportation and be able to apply for a work permit. And it's something that she has worked really hard for. And she is the reason I am as successful as I am, from her pushing me and driving me to do better. And I feel, it's the least that she deserves.
I hear the emotion in your voice. That's very meaningful to you.
Yes, it is. With DACA, I was able to, start living the American dream. I even bought a house. And to know that these kind of opportunities are now open for my mother as well, you can just imagine the emotions that are going through our family right now.
Can you understand, though, the opposition you've been taking in the media in some form or another in the run-up to this? Can you understand the opposition to this move by the president?
Honestly, I can see how some people might oppose the decision and the way that things are happening to go about. But unfortunately, a lot of people might not be knowledgeable on immigration and the laws around immigration. And I think if people had a better idea of what the law and the system really works with or works like, they might have a different opinion, especially if they knew someone that was undocumented and how much these legal restrictions really oppress them.
Mm-hmm. What about the idea that some in the opposition have that hey, you don't pay taxes, so you're here illegally, you don't pay taxes, you use government services?
First of all, calling humans illegal, really, really bad term for, and I'm not saying you did, but other people saying that the undocumented people here are illegals, no human is illegal, and then also not paying taxes, that is a complete myth. If anything, people that are working here, undocumented, are feeding in to Social Security and all these other things, paying their taxes through work. But guess what? When it's time to file taxes, they don't get anything back. If they do, very little, unlike people that are documented or U.S. citizens. So that is a complete myth, and that's what I mean, that people need to become more knowledgeable on what the reality is.
Mm-hmm. I understand you're working on a documentary having to do with the immigrant experience.
Yes. My group, Dream Iowa, is working on a documentary. It'll be a short documentary just to put a face on immigration. We're going to share the stories of a few Iowa dreamers and kind of share the story of why they had to immigrate, why their families had to immigrate to the United States, and then their life before DACA, their life after DACA, what we can contribute to the society here, to the American way of life, and then also what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. And you think that awareness raising will change attitudes?
I am hoping it really will help and have a positive impact on people, because honestly, a lot of people I talk to, they just don't know a lot about immigration. They don't know how much this greatly impacts people, and they don't know how hard. I mean, people say, get to the back of the line. There is no line to go into.
There is no line, and you hope that will be created by Congress in the coming session of new Congress?
Well, I know that it's going to be an uphill battle to try and get something passed, but it is something that Dream Iowa and honestly undocumented immigrants that are now being helped will be fighting for nationwide.
Okay, thank you very much for this conversation. Monica, one of the thousands of undocumented residents of the state, 24 years old, and reacting to the news last night, President Obama's announcement, an executive order to protect 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.